The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
But there's something that God appreciates by obedience. He says it's even greater than sacrifice, right? Mm-hmm. So you're not going to have to sacrifice by following the Biblio diet. The only thing you're going to kick out is feeling like crud. Yes, isn't that a good deal?
Jordan Rubin helps you live long, master metabolism, reduce pain, fight depression, and conquer cancer with healing secrets from the Bible. Next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm so glad you're here. I'm Randy Robinson. This is Tammy Trent. How you doing, Tammy?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good. You know, I'm on a new diet.
Again?
Yes. Well, I know you don't need to worry about it, but I do. Some of you get that, but I eat very little, and I only eat foods that I really don't like.
Really?
I need some help.
You do.
Can I get some help?
I think today you're going to get a lot of help, and you better listen to him.
Okay.
He's got some good advice, and it's important stuff for us to know, but we have to listen to what he says, to his counsel, and follow through with it.
Okay. Well, tell me about this diet.
Well, it's called the Biblio diet.
Okay.
And it's based on, as I've read and learned, a lot of things found in the Bible, stuff that they have been doing for thousands of years that has actually worked for them, Randy. And so I learned so much, and we're going to learn even more today in our conversation.
Well, good. And, you know, one of the co-authors of the Biblio diet is here.
Yay.
Jordan Rubin, welcome to Life Today.
It's good to be back. And here's what I want people to know.
Okay.
Some don't like the word diet. Some
That's
say
right.
they just want to eat, eat, eat. Here's my answer. And Randy, I'm not pointing you out in particular
it's
here.
Okay.
But
if you are.
You're already on a diet. Yours just stinks.
Oh.
I mean, really, because people eat 14 to 17 items over and over again. There might be 30,000 choices in a grocery store, but everybody eats the same things over and over again. Some have a plan, some don't. Some believe their body should be offered as a living sacrifice, that it's the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And by the way, others eat, they may not have been enlightened to that fact yet. So let's hope that, as Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, we can help people take their bodies and offer them as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to God, as your reasonable or spiritual act of worship. And how do you do that? Romans 12, 2 says, no longer be conformed to this world, the ways, the patterns, the, quote, wisdom, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yes.
That's what
Amen.
This is about.
Yeah. The fads? Maybe that's not a good way to go. Okay. So you talk about the wisest meal on earth. And I found this very interesting because, as I joked, you know, sometimes we think we have to eat things that nobody likes to eat
Dry
in order
wall,
to be healthy,
grass.
Right? I know, right?
Twigs, rocks, yeah. a few berries.
That's exactly. not what you're saying.
Not at all. And the Bible is a living book. It's a living manual. And some people say, no, it's just a book. You can hold it. You can read it. You can finish it, and then you're done. I've written dozens of biblical health books. I've been on this program well over 20 years, mm-hmm. and God is still speaking new revelation from the same book. And one of those is the wisest meal on earth. And let me paint the picture here, because I think I'm going to persuade you to eat these two foods, but it's not going to take a lot of work by me, because you're going to want to eat them anyway. So I was walking on our farm in Tennessee as I was writing the Biblio diet, and I had this thought. I was talking to our farm director, and I said, Todd, wouldn't it be easier if God told us exactly what to eat every day? Not principles, not themes, but what should we eat every single day? And then it dawned on me, wait a minute, he did. Now, I don't know about you, but as I read the Bible, certain books sort of flow together. The books of Samuel and Chronicles and Kings. You hear some repeat stories or you read them. But I knew somewhere God spoke about Solomon's daily diet. Now, Solomon was the wisest man on earth, according to God. Solomon had a dream. He asked for wisdom, not long life, not fame and fortune. God said, I'm going to give you wisdom, and you're going to get it all. And he was so wise that the kings of the earth came to sit at his feet. He was the wealthiest man on earth, so much so that if you look at the gold and silver value today, Solomon's salary would have been $5 billion a year. I just recently did the calculation. Wow. And Solomon was the king that lived in the greatest period of peace ever. So here's a rundown. You have all the wisdom in the world. The Bible says he knew everything about science, about the earth, about people, about our bodies. You're the wisest, you're the wealthiest, and you're living in peace. Mm. Wouldn't you think he would have known exactly what to eat every day? Mm. So 1 Kings chapter 4, verses 22 and 23 talks about Solomon's daily provisions. And he ate two things every day that most people are told to avoid. Number one is bread. Number two is red meat. The Bible says that Solomon ate flour and meal, presumably in the form of bread and cakes, red meat, and they list all of the different meats, stall-fed cattle, grass-fed cattle, goat, sheep, deer, roebucks, and roebuck is a type of a deer, and he ate choice fowl, which would have been chicken, duck, turkey, guinea fowl, etc. Yeah. Now, did Solomon have olive oil? Probably. Did he eat raisins, grapes, and pomegranates? Perhaps. But every day, Solomon's provisions included bread and meat. Now, today we live in a world where people are on a carnivore diet that say plants are going to kill you. Plant-based eaters who call themselves vegans say red meat's going to kill you. Here's the bottom line. No matter what the American Heart Association says, no matter what the American Christian Dental and Medical Association says, I am going to follow God's plan, and I'm going to eat bread and meat. Now, the question is, what kind of bread and meat? And what's great about the Biblio diet, we're not going to tell you, eat this exactly, eat that exactly. We're going to give you the best, sort of the medium, and then the worst choices of each food, because here's the good news, Randy, not like your opening. The Biblio diet is the only health plan that recommends bread, red meat, dairy, salt, and fat.
Oh boy.
All of it, because the Bible says it's good. God says it's good. I'm going to believe it's good. And there's something about honoring God and following his commandments and his word. It's almost like a double blessing. The creation blesses you, in this case, the meat, the bread, the salt, the fat, the dairy. But there's something that God appreciates by obedience. He says it's even greater than sacrifice, right? So you're not going to have to sacrifice by following the Biblio diet. The only thing you're going to kick out is feeling like crud.
Yes,
isn't that a good deal?
Yes, but you, okay, I'm sign me up. This sounds like my kind of diet. Everything you, I love bread. Oh, and I like red meat so much, but not all bread is made the same. Not all red meat is made the same. So how do we know when we're going to the grocery store, is Kroger okay? Is Publix okay? Should I be heading to Whole Foods? Maybe I can't afford that, but what should I be looking for? And I think that's kind of stump some people when they go.
Absolutely.
Tell me the importance of that.
And we go deep, because bread has to be good. Otherwise, why would Jesus refer to himself as the bread of life? And man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Bread is good. But you may have heard this adage, the whiter the bread, the sooner you're dead.
Whoa.
So that means the type of bread that they ate in the Bible is what I want to eat. And it would have been something like a whole grain sourdough bread today. Some people read terms like sprouted on their bread. The way that bread was grown, harvested, and then baked determines the health of the bread. Good news. Unlike decades ago when I wrote The Maker's Diet and other books, the foods were hard to find. You had to order a special yogurt from a woman in Austin. Now it's everywhere, wherever you shop, wherever you buy food, online, in club stores like Costco. Yes, Tammy, you can go to Whole Foods or Sprouts.
Okay.
Yes, you can shop at Kroger or Publix or Albertsons. Everywhere you buy food, you can buy the biblically healthiest foods, no matter what it is.
Okay, that sounds amazing to me. And honestly, I'm eating Ezekiel bread right now because I can't have yeast. Was that a good option for me, Ezekiel bread?
Well, Ezekiel bread is good because it's sprouted. That's a brand of sprouted bread.
Okay.
I would prefer whole grain sourdough bread.
Okay.
Because Ezekiel has a little bit of extra gluten added.
Oh.
But Tammy, it is so much better than the typical bread you can get.
Okay.
It's a little bit of an acquired nutty taste.
Yeah,
so
it
I tell
is.
People, if you find a true sourdough bread, that's the reason why people say, I can't eat grains in the United States, mm-hmm. but when I go to Europe, I feel fine. Mm-hmm. My gut feels yeah. good. My joints feel good. They have the right grains that haven't been processed, mm-hmm. and they have the right preparation. But here's something you need to understand. When it comes to bread, I would always recommend organic, because if you buy bread that's not organic, the grains are sprayed with a chemical called glyphosate, which is Roundup, and that is done in the harvesting process to prevent pests from messing with it,
wow.
and that is very detrimental to the gut.
Mm.
So I think organic is key. Look for whole grain, but sourdough is the crown jewel. And we even get into the types of grains, because in the Bible, wheat and barley were both celebrated. In fact, two of the seven feasts of the Lord are based on harvesting wheat and barley. And today, many health experts say to avoid them. You want to look for organic, whole grain, and there are certain grains that are even easier to digest than others. I'm going to tell you one now. It's called einkorn. It has nothing to do with corn. It's E-I-N-K-O-R-N. It's mostly produced in Italy. It's mentioned in the Bible. It is the wheat that has been least tampered with or modified.
Yeah,
so if people think they can't digest grains, even if you have gluten intolerance, there has been studies showing that sourdough whole grain bread can be tolerated even by those with celiac disease at times. Now, I'm not telling everybody to go run out and consume gluten-containing grains if you have been diagnosed with celiac disease. I'm just explaining to you that the wisdom of the ancients, they didn't know why when they made bread and let it sit out overnight, why it was forming healthy food for them. But now we know that sourdough bread involves probiotics, it breaks down the gluten, it makes the starches more digestible, all this science. And case in point, the Bible said it first, science always confirms it later. Let's not wait for science, let's follow our Creator.
That's fascinating. And all this is in the Bibliodiet.
All of it and so much more.
Yeah. Okay, because this is a lot of information.
I know, I know.
I tell you what I do like with my bread, and I love a good sourdough, man. I like a little honey.
Mmm.
I mean, you know, there's, well, there's some good stories there,
is
right?
Is that good for his diet,
doctor? And that's good. That's my question.
Would the doctor
only
say?
If you put butter on the bread. Yes, I didn't just say you can have bread. Who doesn't like butter on bread? Someone might say, but Jordan, butter has saturated fat. Mm. Isn't it bad for you? Mm. Here's what Job chapter 29 says. When I was in my prime, now remember, Job lost everything. He lost his wealth, he lost his kids, and he lost his health.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking to his friends, saying, when I was in my prime, the streets flowed with cream and the rocks poured out olive oil. Now, I want to tell you, Job, who was one of the most blessed men, wisest men on the planet, said, the Bible says, of the East, I want to do what Job did. When he was in his prime, he was saying, I'm consuming cream, which makes butter, and I'm consuming olive oil. And we know on top of that, that honey is an amazing sweetener. And by the way, for people who say honey is just sugar, absolutely not. Think of it this way, if you're a Bible scholar. When Jonathan was off fighting, he didn't realize his father Saul called a fast. Now, he was tired, he was weak. He stuck his staff in some wild honey, put it to his mouth, and immediately his eyes brightened. Honey is more than sugar. In fact, if you find raw honey, there are loads of nutrients. And if you live somewhere like Tammy and I live in Tennessee, which is the allergy capital of the world, raw honey contains a little bee pollen that can naturally help you battle and navigate allergies. Mm-hmm. God's superfoods are so much more than meets the eye. Hmm.
Can I ask a question about honey? So as I've been dealing with the candida and no sugar, low sugar, can I have honey or should I not have honey right now?
This is a disagreement among health experts. I say yes to honey.
Okay.
If it's raw or if it's a special, more medicinal type of honey like Manuka, for example, which actually can fight candida. Ooh, Tammy, here's what they don't tell you. If you put honey on a fungal infection. So we have ringworm or certain infections. Honey will help heal it. So if honey kills fungi, why shouldn't you consume it when you're battling fungal or yeast overgrowth? But again, the key is to balance things. If you're going to eat too much honey, the Bible even says too much honey will cause you to vomit. So you want to use honey, like a drizzle on sourdough bread with some butter, or use it in a smoothie.
Okay.
Tammy,
okay.
I think it's amazing because you're talking about protein smoothies.
Yes.
Off the air.
Yep.
Honey is God's sweetener. Once again, if milk and honey weren't good for you, why would the promised land be celebrated for its abundance of milk and honey? Start looking at the Bible literally as well as figuratively, and you will unlock your health potential in ways that we never thought possible.
I won't remember everything that you've just said, but will I find it in
here?
Yes,
you will. We have a whole chapter on sweeteners. We talk about dairy, the best to eat. Cheese is a superfood if you consume the right kind of cheese. Salt. We have been undersalting all these years because we think it raises our blood pressure and then causes heart disease. In fact, good quality salt is missing or in short supply in most of our diets. It helps your entire wiring of the body. Think of your body as something that needs electricity to flow through it.
Yeah.
Salt is the spark that will do that. And once again, how do we know salt is good from God's perspective? We're the light of the world. We're the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its saltiness, it is only good to be thrown in the manure pile. And by the way, you know why it's thrown in a manure pile? Because salt is a great fertilizer. God didn't miss anything here. We've missed it.
Is most of the salt in our foods not good salt?
It's kind of bleached and white. If you get that sort of iodized salt that's very cheap, I like a whole mineral salt. If you look in the salt section in your grocery store, there are many good brands of whole mineral salt. Salt or table salt usually has sodium and chloride and nothing else, like processed sugar has sucrose and nothing else. When you get a good mineral salt, Celtic Sea Salt is a brand that I like. It has as many as 80 minerals in very small amounts that we need in our body that comes from the ocean.
Okay. There's some things we haven't gotten to. We can talk. We can continue this on another program, I'm hoping.
Absolutely.
Because the whole red meat thing
is
a big deal. But I think people need to know that you can get the Biblio diet. And we want to put that in your hands so that you can take control of your own health.
Yeah.
And I know it's a lot of information, and we're going to cover some other things in some other programs. You can always go to lifetoday.org to see those programs. But there's so much good information here, and it's such good news, Tammy.
It's honestly, it's so good. When I was studying this weekend, I was like, there's so much that I didn't know I needed to know. Yeah. And it's all jam-packed in the book. And also, he's got the study guide.
Yep. Okay.
So, and I think you need both. And maybe in the next program, we can also tap into why do I need the study guide if I have the book? Because they are both so important.
It is good. And like I say, good news.
Yes,
good news.
Really
you know
good
why?
News.
Because when I can take control of my own health, it's good news. And you know what? We've got some other good news for some people who desperately need to take control of their own health, but they need your help. Mm-hmm. Watch this and you'll see how.
In so many places around the world, we see people that don't have water, any water to drink. If they do, they're scraping it from the worst places possible. But in some places, like where I'm at right now in Burundi, there seems to be an abundance of water, but the water is not safe.
Umwana rero namuje mu kwezi kwa kabiri, umwana yapfuye byimbye, ndajana ku ivuriro, umwana ndamugejeje ku ivuriro, umwana yishwe no kudahwa, ubuvyimba bwose. Inda yari yaragiye umutwe wari waragiye amagejeje ku ivuriro umwana caracikana.
It was this water source where she would come and get the water every day in these jugs and take back to her children. And it's this water source that took Stella's life. I don't want Jacqueline to have to go through this again. She has other children. She's doing all that she can. Are we doing all that we can? We can change this. We have the power. It's within our power to give them clean drinking water so that she doesn't get to the point where she wants to die. That's why it's critical that we do something right now. You and I can do something. We can come in and we can put a well in this village and they will have clean water. And there are so many other villages just like this, so many other mothers that are experiencing the same pain that Jacqueline is feeling. We want you to join us in reaching around the world to places like this and giving them clean, pure drinking water. Will you do that? Will you give life? Will you give water for life? When you do, you will be changing the lives of mothers like Jacqueline all over the world. Do it today.
It's hard to sit there with a mother who's lost a child to dirty water when you know the solution is so simple. And you know it's within our power to go in there and drill a water well where they can have the clean drinking water. And what a blessing it is to see them drinking that clean water. But you know, sometimes the thing that we know needs to be done is a thing we take for granted. So I hope you'll pause for just a moment as we're talking about your health and improving your health despite food everywhere. You know, we don't always eat the best things. Well, despite the water everywhere, it's the water that's killing them. So do something for yourself today as you do something for someone else. Support Water for Life and request Jordan Rubin's materials on the Biblio Diet. Request with any gift the Biblio Diet book, or with a gift of $75 or more, get the bundle. It will really help take you in depth. And your gift of $1,200 or more, we'd love to send you the Good Shepherd Bronze. You're helping someone and helping yourself at the same time. And I think God blesses it, Tammy, when we reach beyond ourselves.
He sure does.
And yet when we take responsibility
yes,
for ourselves.
He sure does.
So what a blessing.
What a blessing to bring hope to somebody, Randy.
Oh, yeah.
When I watch Jacqueline and I think about her little girl, Stella.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
How she lost her baby. Mm-hmm. And how she said, I feel like I want to die too. Like, I understand deep loss. I know the pain that it brings. And I remember the feeling too of like, it hurts so much. I just want to die too. I just want to be gone. I don't want to hurt like this anymore. And so here's the hope for Jacqueline today. And many mothers like her that have lost a child can't change that. Can't change that right now. But we can change the future for her. Mm-hmm. We can change the future for every child that is struggling right now. And that is the hope. When they feel like they want to die and not face it again, we can offer them hope so that they have the strength to face another day because they know that they have at least clean water that will give them life. It will produce life. They will begin to thrive. It will give them hope as they look at the next child they have and the next to know that they are not going to face the same devastating death that maybe their brother or sister faced.
Yeah.
So, Randy, the very thing that you're saying, that we can bring hope, and it is so practical and it is so easy, and it doesn't take that much to do it today.
And, you know, I like the fact that it kind of parallels what we're doing on these programs, mm-hmm. where we're looking to the Bible to find out how mm-hmm. to give life to ourselves, yes. how to eat, how to have a Biblio diet. When we go into these areas and we drill that water well, we say, yes, there are people who care about you. we want to give you clean drinking water. We do it in the name of Jesus. So we express the Bible. So this combination of biblical truth and blessing and helping yourself and helping others, it all culminates into this beautiful outreach. And I want everyone who's watching right now to go online or go to the phone. Mm-hmm. Make the best gift you can and know that you're blessing somebody, but get these materials and start to put them into practice. Amen. You will bless yourself. Mm-hmm. So, yes to health.
Yes.
Yes to life.
Yes.
Yes to biblio anything.
Yes, exactly.
And yes, hopefully, to you responding today. Do it now.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne diseases, but you can make a difference by helping provide fresh, clean water for life. With a gift of $48, you can help provide clean water for 10 children. A gift of $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Jordan Rubin's The Biblio Diet. Based on the ancient wisdom of the Bible and confirmed by modern science, this easy-to-follow plan provides healing secrets to help you live longer, master metabolism, reduce pain, fight depression, and conquer cancer. With your gift of $75 or more, you may request the Biblio Diet Bundle, featuring the book and its transformative study guide with weekly readings, prayers, places to journal, and links to video teachings to help you along your journey to greater health.
As you provide clean water for life, you can help heal those suffering from illness due to contaminated drinking water. You can bring life to others, as well as find lasting health and longevity with the Biblio Diet.
Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And be sure to request our new bronze sculpture, The Good Shepherd. Please call, write, or make your gift online to provide life-giving water to people in need.
You really can make a difference in someone's life, and I hope you'll do it today. You'll be contributing to their physical health as we minister to them and contribute to their spiritual health. Mm-hmm. And when you get the Biblio Diet, you will be taking control of your own health.
Yes.
So it's wonderful, Tammy.
It's great.
I'm excited.
When you give a gift, we give a gift, and we're all getting gifts, and it's so good. I can't think of a better gift I'd want to give right now, and you've given us the gift of your time. Thank you so much for being here. Jordan, we love you. We really do appreciate you, and thank you for being here. We'll see you next time on Life Today. Bye-bye.
That's the one message I could tell the younger Danny, is that Jesus is the one who can save you. And you don't have to fight this battle alone.
Danny Gokey, next week.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.